Zok the pasuk. Lo yisachosh b'shor uvechamor yachtov. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, Parashat Kiseite, do not plow with a shor and a chamor yachtov, a shor and a chamor together. Why? What's the issur? The Torah has an issur for a person to plow. Perakov beis, pasuk yud. You're not allowed to plow. You're not going to the field and put them under the same utensil, under the same oxen. It's called whatever.
Yoke.
Yoke. Right. That's it. That we're looking for. The same yoke. You put them under the same yoke. You put a piece of a bar, whatever. Put over their necks together, and they plow together. Why not? What's that? Why is the Torah telling me that you're not allowed to be choyresh? You're not allowed to plow with a shor and a chamor yachtov. So there's two pshatim, one from the Evan Ezra, we're going to say over, one from the Balaturim. Both have a different pshatim, but they both, there's a shmuz now. They both have the same lesson that we can take from it, Rabbi. Loisach roish b'shor v'chamor yachtov, says the Evan Ezra. V'Hashem chomal al kol maisov. Hashem has pity and mercy on all His creations. Ki ain koyach hachamor, ki koyach hashor. A donkey does not have the same power as an ox. The ox has more power. Ubavu hazriya omar shatnes. So what is he saying, Lomaz? He doesn't have much power. And Lomaz, you're going to go give it work to feed the koyach of the shor. The chamor is not going to be able to keep up. And therefore the duty, the work that you're going to have to do when you put the shor with the chamor down. Instead of that, you were supposed to put two oxen together. The oxen are very powerful animals. So Zokta Evan Ezra, that if you put the shor and the chamor yachtov, you're going to have a problem that this chamor is not going to be able to handle the workload of the shor, and be'etzim is going to crumble on it. Hashem had mercy. Unbelievable Zachar was the ad kama Hashem has mercy on the animal's creations. That's one pshat. Balaturim is another pshat along the same lines, but also unbelievable pshat. He says an incredible pshat. Pishashor maila geira. The shor chooses its cud. The chamor ain't a maila geira. The chamor, we know shor, it's one of the animals that's a heter to eat it. Why? Because that's one of the simonim of a kosher animal, which is it chooses its cud. It regurgitates its food. Maybe we should try to say this. Anyways. Shor. But the chamor is an animal we don't eat because it doesn't regurgitate. It doesn't do what regurgitate brings it up again. Because the yira ashor malagir yasov shu oichol mitzdar. So the chamor is going to see the shor constantly eating because he's going to be regurgitating his food all the time. He's constantly eating, and the chamor he swallows it down very quickly, right? The shor keeps eating. That's what, you know, the person says you eat like crazy. He says, because you eat, just keep eating. You eat like a chamor, right? Like a donkey. Because he gets satiated. He eats what he has. The shor doesn't have to eat as much. He stays up with that amount. So the meila. So maybe you don't want to cause the chamor to feel sad. He's doing together. He sees the shor eating the whole time. The chamor might feel that he's losing out. He's not able to eat it. He's not being fed the whole time. So maybe he will feel bad. He will feel bad. So Lamaisa, what do we learn from here, Rabbi Sai? Lamaisa, this is the story that we're trying to teach, Rabbi Sai. How much a Torah says that we have to have rachmanis, Rabbi Sai. And even animals, the animals itself, we don't plow the shor chamor on the shor to get according to the Evan Ezra, because we don't want to cause the unnecessary pain, and also unnecessary pain to the chamor again, according to the Balaturim, that he shouldn't see the shor always eating, constantly eating, and he has to be there not eating as much, even though the Ma'ase said it's for the nature of the shor to do it, but still, HaKadosh Baruch has mercy on all that creation. This is such a powerful lesson of the mitzvah. The Ramban writes. The Rabban's theme, I saw this night, that the Rabban writes, the theme that the Rabban writes many times, that the mitzvahs are created, but why does Hashem make the mitzvahs, to purify us, every mitzvah that we do, there's a time with mitzvah. Every mitzvah that we have, the mitzvah aseh, lo yisaseh, that we should come to understand and become better people. He gave us 613 mitzvahs of Pesach. Why did he give us so many mitzvahs of Pesach? The Goyim only gave 7 mitzvahs. But the more mitzvahs that we have, it purifies us. It makes us more edel, more special. It makes us into a great mansion of Pesach. And there's so many mitzvahs that have been on l'chaveru in our interpersonal relationship, Rabbi Yisrael. By a goy, the interpersonal is just don't steal, don't cheat, don't kill, don't steal. Okay, that's enough. By us, we go to the nature of even animals, and we're careful with animals. We're careful how to treat animals. We're careful that we shouldn't cause an unnecessary pain to animals. Rabbi Yisrael, kavachoyim, the benuyim shel kavachoyim, Rabbi Yisrael, to cause pain, to cause hurt. Was unnecessary feeling of us. See how far the Torah went. And this is what we have to learn about, especially Chodesh Elul, the time that we have to work on. Also, Ben Arum L'Chaveroi, that we can't cause an unnecessary pain to somebody. We have to be so careful. So careful. The Torah said, made a lot in the Torah, you're going to get Malkus for it. If you go ahead and you're Chodesh, with a Shorvach and Mayadu, you're going to get Malkus. Azoyvi, you're doing it a big answer. Why? Because the Torah wants to teach us. Don't cause even the slightest pain to an animal. The Torah has a whole mitzvah called Tsar Balei Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael. So we have to be careful for the unnecessary pain. This week's parasha also. If you see an animal lying there, you have to be careful to make sure to take off the load together with him. So the animal shouldn't have to carry the load when he stopped for extra time. More pain, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah wants us to get us a feeling for pain, even from an animal. That pain by us, that we have to realize that pain that somebody else is going through, we have to feel the pain. We have to be cognizant of it. We have to be sensitive to the pain of us. And this is something that the Torah wants to ingrain in us, that we have to look out and not to cause harm and pain, and not to cause another to be mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. Not to cause another person to be mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. This takes extra, sometimes extra, you know, working on an extra sensitivity, an extra to think what a person says, how much pain a person can say with his words that he says, how much pain can he do with the action that he does, how much pain can he do with how he behaves in front of another person. Pain that caused to another person, the Torah is so sensitive to that pain of an animal, is assuring to the pain of another universe. The person is going through pain, it's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes through the pain with him. But the person, Kodesh Baruch Hu has so much achmas, the person going through pain is suffering. But that we should be the cause of it. And every choshev yid, but it always always made an effort to make sure to alleviate the pain of others. The oiler spent time with Yisoyimim, with Almonis, who knows who, just to alleviate that pain, just that they shouldn't feel the pain, just that they shouldn't have any hardships. They should realize that someone cares about them. They take away the pain from them. How many people have pain in their lives, and we're the cause of it? The Torah here, this is just a murder to the limud of Pesach. To be careful and sensitive to the pain of an animal, certainly to be careful and sensitive to the pain of another human being, and not to cause a person unnecessary pain, to think before we act, to think before we say something or we do something, to where we're going. Sometimes a guy's going somewhere, there's another guy, and he wants to be part of the crowd, and we don't take him with us. We have good reasons, good intentions, good svaras. Everybody knows the pain of being left out. Pain of being left out. The person has to think to himself, would you like it to be done to you? Every situation has to be analyzed for the situation, but the person has to think, and he sends it to other person, the pain of us. There's no greater way to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Merachem of the Yisoyim, Merachem of the Amonis. Because these people are going through pain. People are having hardships in their lives, and Niyim, because Kodesh Baruch Hu has so much Rachmonis on them. Because he feels their pain of us. And this is the Yisoyim of a Yid of us. The Yid feels the pain! The Yid feels the pain of another Yid, and he tries to alleviate. They don't just say, oh, he may fetch a little bit. He tries to alleviate the pain. He goes out there, he makes an effort to alleviate the pain, but it's certainly not to cause harm to another human being. So let's try to mechaz, especially these days of Elul. But the Sol Salat used to say, and one big Muslim yeshivas used to walk around very, very serious type of face, very serious type of face. And the Sol Salat used to say, to go over to the guy and say, who gives you a head to walk around such a way? Your face is just around him. The person sees your face, he sees that you're walking around. it doesn't give him a good feeling. He said, you gotta cause somebody tzar by walking around with a serious face. You gotta walk around with a face, because your face is something that's shattered around him. He says that it's a barbarous surround. You walk around with a face that's angry or upset, or even serious. You could be serious inside, but your face is something that's shattered around him. You walk around with a smile. You walk around with a good feeling. You don't want to cause pain to somebody else. You don't want to cause pain to somebody else. We should be zeichah be'ez Hashem to understand this Yisrael, the person Elul, and how much to work on our sensitivities of Yisrael, making people happy in this world of Yisrael. The Gemara says an unbelievable story of Yisrael. The Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi was walking in the Shuk of Beit Lefes, and he was looking for people who were B'nai Olam Haba. So he met up with Eliyahu HaNavi, he said, who's B'nai Olam Haba? Who's one story? And they said another story. He saw these two men, they didn't look like anything special. He said, he also said, those two guys are B'nai Olam Haba. He says, why are they B'nai Olam Haba for? He says, you know what these guys do? They go around making people happy. They go around making people happy. They make jokes, they sing, they make people happy. They alleviate pain from others. The boy said, how much Zok El Yo, these two guys are Mizumin L'chai Olam Haba. Because the Kodesh Bo wants in this world that we should understand that a person is going for our job is to alleviate that pain. Not the cause of it, Chas v'chalila. We have to be so careful, to look at our friends, to look at people around us, to make them happy, make them smile, put a smile on another guy's face. There's no greater thing you can do for a person. It's chuseh that we alleviate pain from others. We take it on upon ourselves to make sure that we don't cause anybody pain. We don't give anybody anybody heartache. We don't give anybody, you know, cause any suffering to somebody else. Distance pain from us. We won't experience any immediate that we help, not only not to distance the pain from us, but to cause to alleviate pain, alleviate hardship from us. Hashem will bless us for the year that we don't see any pain and any sorrows. We'll simply call you Mechayim.